4.6, sharing the road with large trucks and vulnerable road users. 4.6.1, sharing the road with large vehicles. In 2012, 333,000 large trucks, gross vehicle weight rating greater than 10,000 pounds, were involved in traffic crashes in the United States. 3,802 were involved in fatal crashes. A total of 3,921 people died, 12% of all the traffic fatalities reported in 2012, and an additional 104,000 were injured in those crashes. Large trucks accounted for 8% of all vehicles involved in fatal crashes and 3% of all vehicles involved in injury and property damage only crashes. Drivers of large trucks were less likely to have a previous license suspension or revocation than were passenger car drivers, 8.2% and 14.9% respectively. In 2012, large trucks were involved in 194 fatal crashes on Florida's roadways. See footnote number 3. For safety's sake, you must understand all traffic laws, be courteous, abide by the rules of the road, and drive responsibly. Large vehicles include not only trucks, but any vehicle you have trouble seeing around, including buses, vans, delivery trucks, motorhomes, and some sport utility vehicles, SUV. Large vehicles have blind spots on both sides of their vehicles just as smaller vehicles do. These blind spots are called the no zone. Drivers of large vehicles must use their mirrors to see around them, and as the bumper sticker says, if you can't see my mirrors, I can't see you. If large vehicles need to swerve or change lanes for any reason and cannot see the vehicles around them, a crash can occur. Try not to stay in the no zone of either side of a large vehicle any longer than is necessary. Another no zone is the large area directly behind large trucks. Tailgating large vehicles greatly increases the chance of a rear-end collision. Since you cannot see what the truck driver can see, you must rely on the brake lights of his or her vehicle. By the time you see the truck's brake lights come on, the driver has used up his or her reaction time and has started using up braking distance. Another no zone is just in front of large vehicles. When passing a bus or truck, be sure you can see the front of the vehicle in your rearview mirror before pulling in front of the vehicle. Another no zone is when a large vehicle is making a wide right turn. The driver of the vehicle may need to swing wide to the left in order to safely negotiate a right turn. If you are directly behind or beside them, the driver will be unable to see you. Cutting in between the vehicle and the curb on the shoulder to the right increases the possibility of a crash. Another no zone is when a truck is backing up. Sometimes a truck must block the street to maneuver its trailer accurately. Never cross behind a truck that is preparing to back up or is in the process of doing so. Most trailers are 8.5 feet wide and can completely hide objects that come between them and loading areas. Drivers attempting to pass behind a truck that is backing up enter a blind spot for both drivers. 4.6.2, sharing the road with vulnerable road users. A new law went into effect on July 1, 2014, called the Aaron Cohen Life Protection Act. This law requires the driver of a vehicle involved in a crash that results in serious bodily injury or death to a person to immediately stop the vehicle, render aid to the victims if possible, and to remain at the scene of the crash until released by law enforcement authorities. The law was created to strengthen the previous law for fleeing the scene of a crash by increasing the minimum mandatory prison sentence and license revocation. The law also defines vulnerable road users. The Act made the following changes to the previous law by requiring a minimum mandatory prison sentence of 4 years for a driver who leaves the scene of a crash resulting in the death of another person, raising the minimum prison sentence from 2 to 4 years for a driver under the influence of drugs or alcohol who leaves the scene of a crash resulting in the death of another person, requiring a minimum 3-year driver license revocation. Requires that the driver participate in a victim's impact panel or department-approved driver training before reissuance of a driver's license. Increasing penalties if the crash involved a vulnerable road user. A vulnerable road user means, 1, a pedestrian, including a person actually engaged in work upon a highway, or in work upon utility facilities along a highway, or engaged in the provision of emergency services within the right-of-way. 2. A person operating a bicycle, motorcycle, scooter, or moped lawfully on the roadway. 3. A person riding an animal. Or 4. A person lawfully operating on a public right-of-way, crosswalk, or shoulder of the roadway, such as a farm tractor or similar vehicle designed primarily for farm use, a skateboard, roller skates, or inline skates, a horse-drawn carriage, an electric personal assistance mobility device, or a wheelchair. Those who are especially vulnerable include children, elderly people, the disabled. Let's take a look at each type of vulnerable road users. Pedestrians. Of all the highway users, pedestrians are the most vulnerable. It is the special responsibility of drivers to watch for and protect pedestrians. The term pedestrian includes persons walking on sidewalks adjacent to the roadway, on the roadway where there are no sidewalks, or crossing the street at an intersection, whether there is a marked crosswalk or not, persons on roller skates, inline skates, skateboards, or non-motorized scooters, individuals working on the side of the roadway, whether in a road construction zone, repairing utilities such as cable, electrical, or water lines, or engaged as a part of a sanitation crew, emergency workers, including tow truck operators, at the scene of a crash or other emergency adjacent to the roadway. In 2012, 4,743 pedestrians were killed in traffic crashes in the United States, an increase of 6% from the 4,457 pedestrians killed in 2011. Of the 4,473 pedestrians killed, 476 were in Florida. On average, a pedestrian is killed in a traffic crash every 2 hours. There were 76,000 pedestrians injured in traffic crashes in 2012. On average, a pedestrian is injured in a traffic crash every 7 minutes. During 2012, 32% of the pedestrian fatalities occurred between the hours of 8 p.m. and 11:59 p.m. Many pedestrians who do not drive are not fully aware of traffic laws, including those that pertain to signals. Many do not know the distance needed to stop a moving vehicle. Never assume that pedestrians will move out of the way. In some situations, you may have to stop to allow a pedestrian to cross safely. Try to let them know you are there with a tap on your horn or a hand wave. Many pedestrians assume that drivers will yield the right of way to anyone in the crosswalk. When they cross at an intersection with a walk signal, pedestrians may not even look for oncoming traffic. Pedestrians waiting to cross the street often stand in the street instead of on the curb. They may even dash across the street without warning. During a rainstorm, pedestrians may be more concerned about protection from the weather and pay little attention to moving traffic. Pedestrians who are engaged in work along the roadway, such as emergency personnel, construction, or utility crews, may be paying more attention to the job at hand than to the traffic. It's especially important for drivers to slow down and obey the Move Over Law, more on this law in Chapter 8, when encountering these types of pedestrians. Be alert for pedestrians at night, even in well-lit areas. It is often difficult to identify pedestrians at night. Watch for pedestrians when leaving an alley or driveway. Always stop before crossing the sidewalk and look for pedestrians. You may tap your horn as a warning. Once across the sidewalk, be prepared to yield the right of way to other traffic on the street. Although a jogger is safer using a sidewalk or jogging path, you may encounter joggers on the street. A jogger who is coming toward you should see you, but a jogger whose back is toward you may not hear you coming. Be aware of joggers who are wearing music headsets, as their hearing ability will be compromised. Pedestrians using skates, inline skates, or skateboards will be traveling faster and may not be able to stop as quickly as other pedestrians. Be especially watchful for these types of pedestrians. The moment you step from your vehicle, you are a pedestrian. The knowledge you have about driving should make you more aware of possible problems and conflicts with pedestrians, especially vulnerable pedestrians. Children. In 2012, 1/5, 22%, of all children between the ages of 5 and 15 years who were killed in traffic crashes were pedestrians. In addition, children under 15 years old accounted for 6% of all pedestrian fatalities in motor vehicle crashes. Children, by their very nature, are erratic and difficult to see. Small children often don't fully understand the dangers involved when playing on or near roadways. Teens are impulsive and enjoy the thrill of taking risks. Although it seems teens should know better, they often operate in an "it'll never happen to me" state of mind. Exercise care when traveling through residential neighborhood, near parks and school zones. Watch for kids, including teens, who may be near the road. Expect the unexpected. Elderly people. Older pedestrians, ages 65+, accounted for 20% of all pedestrian fatalities and 9% of all pedestrians injured in 2012. The death rate for this group, both males and females, was 2.17 per 100,000. This was higher than any other age group. Florida has an aging population. Native baby boomers are now in their late 60s, and the state is a favorite destination for retirees. While they may still be healthy enough to get around, aging knees and hips don't allow them the same kind of mobility and speed they had when they were younger. It may take them a bit longer to cross streets. They may not be able to see or hear well and may be unaware of possible dangers. Be on the lookout when driving through retirement communities and tourist areas and exercise patience at crosswalks. Blind persons. The primary traveling aids for a person who is blind are often a white cane and/or a trained guide dog. Independent travel involves some risk that can be greatly reduced when you, the driver, are aware of the use and meaning of a white cane or guide dog. Drivers must always yield the right of way to persons who are blind. When a pedestrian is crossing a street guided by a dog or carrying a cane or walking stick that is white in color or white tipped with red in a raised or in an extended position, all vehicles must come to a complete stop. Mobility impaired persons. Whenever a pedestrian who is mobility impaired, using a wheelchair, crutches, a cane, or a walker, is in a crosswalk, it is the driver's responsibility to stop at the intersection to allow the pedestrian to cross safely. Once the pedestrian has crossed safely, the driver may proceed with caution. If there is no sidewalk, mobility impaired individuals with motorized wheelchairs or three-wheeled scooters may travel on the roadway. Use caution when approaching and give them plenty of clear space when passing. Current trends and devices for the safety of vulnerable road users. Complete streets. A trend is growing in the U.S. for what is known as complete streets. Complete streets is a concept that looks at not only the safety of motorists, but the safety of all road users, including pedestrians and cyclists as well. Many communities throughout Florida are urging their elected officials to consider complete street designs when road improvements are made. Complete streets make use of designated bicycle lanes, safer pedestrian crossings, and speed reduction measures. Speed reduction measures. One of the primary dangers to vulnerable road users is speeding traffic. Drivers who are driving too fast have less time to react if they should encounter a vulnerable road user in the road. Speed limit and warning signs aren't enough because they are commonly ignored by impatient drivers. In order to reduce motor vehicle speeds in areas where pedestrian and bicycle traffic is common, traffic engineers are looking at various speed-reducing measures, such as roundabouts. Roundabouts are circular intersections without traffic lights that force drivers to slow down while at the same time improving the flow of traffic through intersections. Speed humps and speed tables. These devices are less aggressive than speed bumps because they allow traffic to proceed at the posted speed limit, but speeders can find themselves launching off the far end, landing hard, and possibly causing damage to their vehicle. Speed cushions. Speed cushions consist of two or three smaller humps that force most traffic to slow, but are narrow enough to allow wider-bodied emergency vehicles to straddle them without having to slow. Curb extensions, also known as bulb outs, these extensions narrow the road at pedestrian crossings, forcing drivers to slow and exercise more caution. Raised crosswalks. Raised crosswalks act as a speed table, forcing drivers to slow when approaching the crosswalk. Other vulnerable road users. Bicycles. The first automobile crash in the United States occurred in New York City in 1896, when a motor vehicle collided with a bicycle rider. Famous First Facts by Joseph Kane. In 2012, 116 bicyclists were killed in Florida, and an additional 6,058 were injured in 6,425 crashes. See footnote number 4. In the United States in 2012, bicyclist fatalities occurred more frequently in urban areas, 69%, at non-intersection locations, 60%, between the hours of 4 p.m. and 11:59 p.m., 48%. Most of the bicyclists killed or injured in 2012 in the United States were males, 88 and 80% respectively, and most were between the ages of 45 and 54 years, 24%. See footnote number 5. Cyclists have a right under the law to use the roadway and are considered as a vehicle. When using the roadway, cyclists are required to obey all the rules of the road, just like motorists. However, their small size and the fact that motorists tend to look for larger vehicles and don't notice cyclists make them particularly vulnerable. Another issue that makes them vulnerable is the impatience of motorists when operating around cyclists. As the driver of a motor vehicle, give bicycles extra space whenever possible. Some riders may not be able to control their bicycles well and may suddenly get in your path. Be sure to give extra space to young riders, riders who may be distracted, riders who may have been drinking, and older riders. As you start to pass, approach slowly and try not to frighten the rider. Before passing, be aware of the possible path a bicyclist may take. Florida law requires bicyclists to ride on the right side of the roadway, but a cyclist may swerve into your path for a variety of reasons that you may not be aware of, such as potholes, puddles, and storm drains. If you can predict a possible change of direction, you may be able to stop in time to avoid a crash. Always start your pass well behind the bicycle. You should have at least a half lane of space between your vehicle and the bicyclist. Florida law requires a minimum of 3 feet clearance between your vehicle and the cyclist. If you do not have this much space, wait for a gap in oncoming traffic and then pass. Before you move over to pass, signal to traffic behind you to let them know that you are changing lanes. You may want to warn the cyclist by tapping your horn. Large three-wheel cycles are popular in some communities, especially retirement areas. They provide transportation and exercise. In retirement areas, riders of three-wheel cycles may travel in large groups. At night, use your low-beam headlights when traveling near bicyclists. Avoid shining your high-beam headlights into riders' eyes. When parallel parking, check for all types of pedal cycles before opening the driver's side door. Complete streets for cyclists. As part of the Complete Streets and Speed Reduction initiatives, more and more cities are constructing roadways with either bicycle lanes or marking the lanes where cyclists commonly share the roads. Bicycle lanes will be located on the right side and are marked with both signs on the side of the road and the symbol of a bicycle painted on the pavement. Motorists are not permitted in the bicycle lane unless they are making a right turn. Before turning, make sure to check both your rearview mirror and turn your head to check your blind spot for cyclists approaching from the rear. Lanes that are shared between motorists and cyclists are marked with road markings known as sharrows, as shown on the left. In a shared lane, be aware that cyclists may ride in the center of the lane to avoid obstacles or in preparation for a turn. Use caution and allow plenty of room between yourself and the cyclist when driving in a shared lane. New types of intersection markings known as bike boxes and advanced stop lines are starting to appear in some Florida cities, especially in cities with large universities like Gainesville and Tallahassee, where cycling is a more common mode of transportation. These intersection markings are designed to allow cyclists ahead of motor vehicle traffic in order to make it safer for them to turn or cross intersections. When approaching an intersection with a bike box or advanced stop line, drivers should give cyclists the right of way by slowing, allowing cyclists to merge into the main lane of traffic, and stopping at the white line before the bike box. Motorcycles, including mopeds and motorized scooters. In 2012, 4,957 motorcyclists were killed in motor vehicle crashes, an increase of 7% over the 4,630 motorcyclist fatalities in 2011, and an additional 93,000 were injured in traffic crashes in the United States. Motorcycles made up 3% of all registered vehicles in the United States in 2012 and accounted for only 0.7% of all vehicle miles traveled. In 2012, motorcyclists accounted for 15% of total traffic fatalities, 18% of all occupant fatalities, and 4% of all occupants injured. Motorcycles are more likely to be involved in a fatal collision with a fixed object than are other vehicles. In 2012, 22% of the motorcycles involved in fatal crashes collided with fixed objects, compared to 18% for passenger cars, 14% for light trucks, and 4% for large trucks. See footnote number 6. Numerous actions that motorcyclists take can affect you. A rider must operate separate brakes for front and rear wheels to stop. In addition, the rider must coordinate foot and hand brakes carefully for maximum braking. If the front brake is applied independently, it can lock the front wheel and cause a loss of control. This may result in crashes with other road users. The motorcycle rider must coordinate the hand throttle, hand clutch, and foot gear shift lever to accelerate smoothly. If this action is not performed smoothly, a balance problem may occur. The problem is magnified when a vehicle is following too closely. Following a motorcycle or a motorcycle following you may cause a problem. You should continuously check your rearview mirror and be aware of motorcycles behind you. When a motorcyclist is following you, try not to make any sudden stops. Rough weather and road conditions present greater problems to the motorcyclist than to the driver of a motor vehicle. Allow extra space for motorcycles in all adverse conditions. A motorcyclist cannot cope with adverse weather conditions as well as the driver of a motor vehicle can. For example, a puddle may hide a pothole that jolts your car. That same hidden pothole could throw a motorcycle out of control. Just as it is for drivers of motor vehicles, the worst time for a motorcyclist is immediately after it starts to rain. As rain mixes with dirt and oil on the road, traction is greatly reduced. Since balance is important for motorcycles, reduced traction is far more critical to a motorcyclist's control. When you are following a motorcyclist who is crossing railroad tracks or carrying a passenger, use extra caution. Railroad tracks may present a special problem because motorcycle tires can get caught in the grooves of the crossing, which could result in the rider losing balance. You should predict that the rider might lose balance and/or control at a railroad crossing. Motorcycle licensing. How to get a motorcycle also license. All persons requesting a motorcycle endorsement must hold a Class E license or higher or meet the requirements for a Class E license, must complete a motorcycle safety course, basic rider course, BRC, or provide an out-of-state license with a motorcycle endorsement, except Alabama. How to get a motorcycle-only license. Under 18, must hold a learner's license at least 12 months prior to the issuance of a Class E motorcycle-only license. Must have no moving traffic violation convictions 12 months from the issue date of the learner's license. Must provide completion of an approved motorcycle safety course. Over 18, pass the vision, road sign, and road rule examinations or hold a current learner's license. Must provide completion of an approved motorcycle safety course. For more information, visit motorcycles.hsmv.state.fl.us. See footnote number 7. Animals and horse-drawn vehicles. Visitors to cities like St. Augustine may regularly encounter horse-drawn sightseeing carriages, and in the more rural areas of Florida, it may not be uncommon to encounter persons riding on horseback along the side of the road. In these instances, it's the animal that a driver needs to be aware of and to use caution when approaching. No matter how experienced or well-trained the rider may be, the animal can always be unpredictable and can easily be spooked. Since you will be approaching at a much higher speed, the riders may not be aware of your presence until you are very close. Slow down when approaching riders or carriages, and make sure you have plenty of clear space to go around. Never honk your horn, yell, or do anything else that could startle the horse. Always be prepared for unpredictable movements on the part of the animal. Farm, agricultural, or construction vehicles. In the rural areas of Florida, especially during harvest time, you may encounter tractors, combines, or other types of slow-moving farm vehicles. In or near construction zones, you can encounter road graders or other types of heavy construction equipment. These vehicles have a right to use the road and should have a slow-moving vehicle sign attached to the back of the vehicle. These slow-moving vehicles are generally incapable of traveling at more than 25 miles per hour, and their large size may make it difficult for the operator to see traffic approaching from behind. Exercise caution and patience when encountering these types of vehicles. Wait until the road ahead is clear before attempting to pass.